This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. This episode is brought to you by the Society with Tatum and Kavaya. The Society is an elite membership community for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow their faith and their business alongside a community of women who understand their journey. Our signature faith framework, which stands for fasting, acts of obedience, introspection, trusting God and His Word, is the foundation and the backbone of the Society. Within a Society, you get daily devotionals sent straight to your inbox to enhance your study time. You get to interact with group members via our online forum. You get a live weekly prayer call with us, as well as bi-weekly sessions where we cover things from spiritual and personal development sessions and even business-based masterclasses that allow you to grow with your entrepreneurial goals. Try us out for free for 2 weeks and start your trial at blessedandbossedup.com/community. You'll be able to see testimonials from other members. You'll be able to test us out, see past classes. You get access to every class that we've ever done over the last few years. So it's a no-risk opportunity to try us out. Go to blessedandbossedup.com/community to start your free trial today. Again, that's blessedandbossedup.com/community. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Can I just tell you guys how proud I am of myself real quick? I'm literally recording this bonus episode in the car. I've been very open with you guys about my adjustment to being one of the caregivers for my grandmother because she's sick. And so it's Wednesday right now. I'm going to put this out tomorrow, but I wanted to make sure I got you guys a bonus episode as well as a regular episode this week. And so I was like, you know what, Tatum, by any means necessary, we are going to get it done. And so that's what we're doing. We're getting it done. I'm recording it right now in the car on my way to her house. But that's not the point. I just wanted to pat myself on the back because I'm getting it done. But nevertheless, this episode, I want to talk to you guys about the number one thing that you need to do before you start selling products or services. Because I teach people how to monetize and make money podcasting, I always get this question from folks about how do I make money? How do I make money? My show launched today. How do I make money tomorrow? Most people, you start an Instagram page and how do I make money? How do I monetize? And the first thing I need you to do, this isn't even the tip, but this is a prerequisite to the tip, is relax. Relax. One of the most important things that you need to do with your business is to build a solid foundation. The foundation isn't the cute stuff and the results and the screenshots of the income reports and all of that that you see on social media. That is a result of having a solid foundation and effective processes. But we have to start at step one. And a part of that is having a solid foundation. And in that foundation
You need clear processes. You need to understand how you do things. You need to understand why you're doing things. You need to understand the things that it is that you're doing. So don't be so quick to focus on how do I make a quick buck? Because what's going to happen is you're going to get to the point where you're in this hustler's mentality, and now you're constantly doing things for money and not building a sustainable business. A part of building a sustainable business is planning for the long term, right? I want you to get into the mindset of being an executive in your business. And executives have strategic plans that are 3-5 years plus. So you need to have that mindset going into your business, not how quickly can I make a couple of dollars, but how can I build the foundation? How can I create a sustainable business model that's going to allow me to make money, but make money for a long time and not have to constantly be exchanging time for dollars. One of the things that I'm so grateful for right now is, as I'm, especially in this season of my life where I'm doing a lot of back and forth, driving from my house to my grandmother's house, and I'm cooking for my son, for my family, I'm going, doing all these things. I still have health goals, so I'm in the gym and all of these different things. I'm constantly on the go. And I'm so appreciative that I've spent the last few years. I mean, Anchor Media was officially formed in 2019, but this podcast has been out for 4.5 years, and I've been an entrepreneur since 2015. But I'm so grateful that no matter what brand I've built, I've always focused on the foundations first. And that's why now, even though I'm on the go, we're securing deals. Like, I've been posting a little bit in my Instagram. We've gotten about 3 or so as of right now, 3 or 4 sponsorship deals for the podcast this week. And I've probably worked 3 hours this week. And so it's a blessing. And the blessing is because of the foundation. I wake up every morning to "you have money on the way" emails, or "this was deposited into your account." Literally waking up or on the road and just getting email after email, notification after notification of another payment, of another deal being secure, all of these things. But this is a result of building the foundation. And so get into the number one thing that I need you guys to do. This is what your foundation needs. Maybe I'll do like a full episode to kind of break down like the exact things that you need in your foundation. But for this episode, what I want to focus on is the one thing that I need you guys to do before you start focusing on what you're going to sell is to build community. I'm going to say that one more time. Build community. Build community. There will always be profit when there's people. Blessed and Bossed Up podcast wasn't monetized as far as advertising goes until about 2 years and some change into doing it. And the reason why we're able to make money now is because we have built community, because we have numbers that we can then sell to sponsorships for deals, because we have a loyal audience to where if I introduce something to you guys trust my recommendations, because I don't take every deal. I turn down deals all the time. We've secured 3 this week. I've probably turned down about 4. Simply because it just was not a good fit. And it wasn't a good fit for me. It wasn't a good fit for my audience. And so I make decisions based off of what the audience needs, because the audience matters. You know, the community matters. And that's how I maintain trust within my community. So again, for you guys that are in the beginning stages of building a brand or business, make sure that you build community before you try to sell something. And the way that you build community is you provide value. Whatever it is that you're putting out in any of your marketing channels needs to have shared value. And if you've ever taken a class with me or been a part of me when I'm teaching on business, I always talk about shared value. Shared value is pretty much where your business goals and your audience's needs overlap. So, for example, we are coming out with a devotional for the podcast. My goal, of course, is to 1, sell devotionals, and 2, for people to actually use them and see their lives and their businesses transformed by having a framework when they're spending time with God and seeking Him on behalf of their business. Those are my 2 goals. My audience goals is they want to make God the CEO of their business. They just don't know how. They hear the podcast and they get inspired. Their lives are changed by the words. But when it comes to that actual time, that business meeting, that they're sitting in their prayer closet, they're kind of unsure on what to do. And so this tool solves that problem for my audience. Now, where I had to make an adjustment to it was I wanted to do it digitally. The reason why is because it saves me money on the back end. It makes the product cheaper to produce if it's not printed. But I had a conversation with my team. My team members fall into my target audience, which makes it great because I can always run things past them. But they, when I talk to them about it, they're like, well, if you give me something digitally, that means I need to take a device in the prayer closet with me. I need to take my phone. I need to take my tablet. I need to take my computer or whatever in order to use the devotional. That makes me susceptible to distractions. So that means if I get an email, a text message or whatever, Instagram notification, I'm more likely to open that up. And then that's taken away from the whole point of me being in there. And I said, okay, that makes sense. So now it's going to be a printed product. So now I'm able to still accomplish my goals, and I'm able to also give my audience something that's truly of value that's going to transform their lives. And I was able to just make that simple adjustment so that I'm operating and creating from shared value. Even when it comes to the podcast, we cut the podcast down to now, if you haven't noticed, the shows are usually about 30 minutes or so, not the full hour, sometimes hour and a half, as they've been over the last few years. The reason why we did that is because I, first of all, wanted to cut the time down because less time talking on the show means less time it takes me to do it. But my audience still wanted these messages. They still needed whatever it is that God was calling me to say on the platform. So what I did was I was like, okay, let's condense it to 30 minutes, but we're not going to shorten or shortchange what it is I have to say. So I need to make sure on my end that I'm communicating in a way to where I get to the point quickly, and I'm communicating in a way to where I'm not losing the value. And so again, that's creating from a space of shared value. These bonus episodes, my audience wanted more content. And more content means more time. And I want more opportunities, my business goals. I want more opportunities to monetize the content that I have. I've already built the community. I have this time. Now I need more space to offer brand deals. So, for example, I try to keep the ads on the regular podcast from like 3 to 4 tops. 4 is the max. I don't go over that. But that means that there's a cap to the amount of sponsors that I can take on. So here it is. I want to make more money with brand deals. My audience wants more content. So let me, instead of having longer episodes, let me just put out some bite-sized content throughout the week so I can diversify the subject matter. We can do even more on faith and business. And guess what? Another episode means more space for me to do a brand deal. I hope y'all are understanding the shared value concept. So for you, as you're creating things, don't just think about how you can make money. Think about how you can serve your audience. Think about how you can provide value. Just a quick recap, you guys. Make sure before you sell anything that you are adding value to your audience. You can have fun with this. Think of creative things that you can do to give value to your audience. But now is the time to give, to give, to give, and not be so focused on the dollar. I hope you guys enjoyed this bonus episode. Make sure you subscribe, you rate the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Tatum Tamia. We have a lot of awesome things that are coming out. And if you guys are interested in podcasting, or you have a podcast and you want to give more value through your podcast to get you to the point where you can make money from it, then check out Anchor Media at anchored.media. Thank you guys. I will see you in the next episode.